Good morning, and thank you for kicking off your Friday with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Dave, I know that you love your dog, Clover, so much. And really, all animals. You're such an animal lover. Mm-hmm. You can always check out Dave's Clover's Corner on the Andy Summer Show page at 92.5XTU.com. Mm-hmm. See what new little puppies are up for adoption, and kitties, too.
Yeah, that's right.
But did you hear the story about the dog that finally found a forever home after being in a shelter for 900 days?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was 3 years.
I know. And that's just in the one shelter. So apparently the shelter that took this dog in had saved it from a shelter that was about to euthanize it. Mm-hmm. So they took it, and then it had some personality challenges. So it was tough. But yeah, finally, after 900 days, somebody adopted this little pup.
That's fantastic.
Probably not so little anymore.
Right.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they said things are going really well.
Oh, that's awesome. And as we talked about, what a great time the last couple months. Yeah. Either like adopt or foster, because I know so many people have their stressful lives and kids, and you're taking vacations all the time. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody taking vacations the last couple of months, so it's a good time to bond with, you know, a pet should you be on the fence about
it. Yeah,
you know?
My sister did. She worked through the Brandywine Valley SPCA, which we have a great relationship with, and she is a foster failure, which is what you aim for, right? Because when you have a foster, you don't want to have to give it back. They're hoping that it's a foster failure and you end up adopting it. So she just adopted little Maggie, who's some sort of dachshund mix. It's a very, very short legs, long body, but otherwise looks like a full-grown dog. So it's the funniest little girl.
So it looks like a science project, kind of.
Yes.
Just a head from one dog and legs from another dog, and all jammed together.
Yeah, and it's so interesting when you adopt from a shelter, like the little personality, right, as opposed to just a puppy. Like, I know little puppies, they all have their own personality and stuff, but when you get a dog that's a little bit older and has kind of been around the block a little bit and stuff, her personality, little Maddie's personality, was so unique compared to, they also have a I guess it's a pit bull mix that they also adopted. You know, they've had Hank for about 5 years now, and he is a monster dog. And then there's this little
teeny
Maddie,
weeny short-legged
who,
dog
who just, you know, she just loves like her new big brother. And even though she would get a little skittish around adults, she would run right over to him. And, you know, he's been taking good care of her. So it's adorable, the relationship.
And that's a tough thing, too, especially once the shelter's like, oh, because I think now you have to make appointments to go in and see dogs. So when they open back up, when you can go into the kennels, it'd be so tough for me because, like, I have Clover and we're great just with me and her. And I always think, oh, but that'd be nice to, you know, work all day for her to have someone. I would leave the shelter with 35 dogs.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to go in and catch this.
So maybe this is a good time for you to get another one because you can't go in there and just pick them all. Right? Well, I'll have to get Linda on the phone, and she'll find you another little friend for Clover.
Oh, my God. I can't
look like a squirrel, though.
No, that would be...
Right? Like, your dog chases squirrels like it's nobody's business.
Yeah, maybe the opposite. Maybe like a tortoise, something that doesn't have a big furry tail. Would that be all right? Think she'd have fun with a tortoise?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, we'll get one for you and Tori as well, because I know she's looking for one.
Whatever. We'll do it all up. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, regardless, like, adopting animals, and seeing my doggy puts a smile on my face. That would definitely be on my joy list. Which we do have up at 92.5XTU.com. So if there is even a little something that puts a smile on your face, let us know about it. You could score a Tasty Cake gift pack for
it. I know. Right? We thank you so much, Tasty Cake, for making this you know, like even more fun. I mean, that's joyful in and of itself, just enjoying some Tasty Cakes, right? So, yeah, visit the contest page at 92.5XTU.com and share your joy.
You are waking up with the Andy Summer Show
on 92.5XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.